The views, opinions, and content of the show hosts and their guests appearing on America's Web Radio are their own and do not necessarily reflect those of the station.
You're listening to America's Web Radio on the AmericasBroadcastNetwork.com. Thank you for listening.
Hey, welcome, ladies and gentlemen. This is the On Point with Victor show. I am Victor Armendariz. How many of you, I love it because so many of you will, some of you find my number, but some of you will send me video notes and things like that on email and through social media. And you all try to do that. So one of these days we're going to have a competition on who can do the best Armendariz. It really is fun, ladies and gentlemen. I cannot thank you listeners enough because not only do you engage with me and you listen and you tell others and the show's growing so fast, you guys just have fun with it, and that's my whole point. I know that politics can be trying. I know they can weigh on you. I know that so many of you believe the world is going to end soon, and just because of politics. And folks, it's not. It's not. I've told you this before. Don't be like the Democrats. Don't act like the Democrats. You can be happy. You can be a happy warrior. You can be a happy person, and even if we don't win every election, I mean, I've said this before, and I'll say it again. You've got to live your life. I mean, folks, I've gone through some things. Some of you know, some of you don't, but I won't get into it now. But I've gone through some things, and it makes you pause and go, all right, what's important in life? Well, your life is important. You need to live your life. You need to live it every day, because you don't know what tomorrow brings. Now, while you're living your life and enjoying it the best way you can. Now, I know the Democrats make it tough. They make it hard. Right now, it's hard to afford just about anything, but you still got to find that pleasure in life somehow. You've got to make do. You've got to make it work. You got to make it work. And at the same time, you fight happily your candidate, which it should be Donald J. Trump, and should be any good Republican out there, any good conservative, any good libertarian, anybody that's not an authoritarian Democrat, you should go out and do things for them that, you know, whether it's knocking on doors or making phone calls or just talking to your inner circle or talking to people and going, hey, you know what? It's important to vote. And let me tell you why. And let me tell you why I'm supporting, Donald Trump, you know, things like that. Have those conversations. You don't need to fight with anybody. Just have those conversations. So I say that because you will enjoy your life if you find a way to enjoy life. And what do I mean by that? If you find a way to wake up with a smile and go to bed with a smile, your life is going to naturally be better. If you find a way to put people around you or surround yourself with positive people and positive thinking people who, yeah, there's going to be trial and tribulations. There are going to be tough times. But when you can look and say, you know what? I'm going to get through this and this is what I'm going to do. And I'm going to weather this storm. I'm going to get better or whatever it is. Somehow reach for that positivity and your life will change and it will change. Trust me, folks. Trust me. Many, many years ago, I was a negative person, believe it or not. Believe it or not. Many, 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 many years ago, I had negative vibes. I had negative people around me and I blamed everybody for my faults. But by the grace of God and with awesome family and great friends that I started surrounding myself with and then old friends that I've had all my life just about, I really was able to open my eyes to a new perspective and embrace life. And then, you know, you go through a few medical things like I went through and you learn to embrace life pretty fast. So, all right. I didn't want to make this show out of, you know, the good health and good being, but sometimes you just have to pause. And just remind, you know, I like to pause sometimes and just remind you that life is good. This country is still the greatest country. Even though we had a, we had a dementia patient running this country for the past, well, maybe running this country to some degree for a couple of years. And then we had the moon bat cackling Harris who is, I really should try to be nice, but, she is incompetent, folks. I can't, that's as nice as I can be. She's incompetent. She's the most incompetent VP we've ever had. The most incompetent Democrat nominee, which they're about to find out. They're about to find out that she's probably the worst nominee they could have ever had. In fact, there's an article out, more than one article out, where they're already starting to question, gosh, would Biden have been better? Should we have stuck with Biden? I mean, when there are articles coming out 2 weeks before the election and left-wing media starting to question whether Biden would have been the best candidate and not Kamala, then you know they're in trouble. And that's what I'm going to talk about today, amongst some other things. I mean, when you're seeing those articles of Democrats starting to question whether Biden, they should have kept Biden. First of all, it tells you right then and there, Biden did not go away on his own. They forced that man out. They forced him out, which notice you're not seeing Biden and Kamala campaign together. And I will bet you right now here as I sit in the studio right now, I will bet you, you will not see Biden campaigning with Kamala the next couple of weeks. In fact, I think they're putting pressure on, they want Biden to resign, but I think Biden is so angry that they pushed him out. I don't see how he will resign, because they would love nothing more than to do the October surprise, which I predicted is where they will try to push Biden out and anoint, Hillary. They'll anoint Kamala to the presidency right before the election, to try to make that the October surprise, but I don't think Biden's going to cooperate. I think he's furious. You know, he's got enough sense left that he knows he's mad because they pushed him out. So I don't know what they're going to do, folks. I don't know what, but, I just wanted to start off that's because I'm going to get to where this race is going today. I'm going to get to the state of the 2024 race. So there's 2 weeks, folks. And if you take away the weekends, if you take away, just certain things here and there, I mean, there's really less than 2 weeks. Before Election Day, and millions of people have already voted. I mean, I think I saw a number today of 1 in 4 voters have voted already. I mean, that's a staggering amount of early votes. I know in the state of Georgia that there have been, I don't know, but record-breaking early voting. And I also know that in the states that do track Democrat ballots versus Republican ballots, a few states do that. In an early voting, the Democrats are not nearly as ahead as they normally are. So they're, all the trends are going in Donald Trump's favor right now. And you can tell by the way Kamala's acting. You can tell by the way her campaign is acting. You can tell by the way the Democrats are acting. You can tell by the articles that are coming out. Just pay attention, folks. You know, I've told you, you can always look around and gauge what's happening by the way these people act. And politicians, man, they will telegraph everything. I mean, they can't hide their emotions. They really can't. And this is how you know that, you know, the vibe, Kamala was trying to run on vibes. Well, the vibe right now is with Donald J. Trump. I mean, the vibe is with the Republicans. Now, don't get overconfident. If you haven't voted yet, you get your butt out there and vote. Donald J. Trump is going to need every one of you to get out there and vote. So while I'm going to tell you the state of the race today, and if you are a Republican, or if you're a freedom lover, if you're a liberty lover, if you love this country, if you're leaning a libertarian or independent, but you're voting for Trump, then you're going to be pretty happy with what I'm going to tell you today. You're going to be pretty excited of what I'm going to tell you today. But I must tell you, there's still almost 2 weeks to go. Things can change, and things can change on a dime. So do not get complacent. You still go knock on doors. You still go make phone calls. You still talk to your inner circle. You still get out there and make sure you vote, and make sure you take somebody with you to vote. Make sure you go vote. Donald Trump is going to need all the votes, because now I don't think the race is as close as the media is telling you, but it's still close. It's still close enough to where in a matter of 2 weeks, if too many Trump voters get cocky and rest on their laurels, this race could go to Kamala. And we do not want that to happen. We do not want that to happen. So I need everyone out there who's a Trump voter. I need all of you to you assume that we're losing. You assume that you're losing. You assume, and the Trump campaign needs to assume they're losing. Because you act like you're losing so that you stay motivated. Because the news and the data, is I'm telling you, folks, I'm going to go over this today. And again, if you're a Trump supporter, you're going to be very happy. If you're a Republican supporter, you're going to be pretty happy. If you're a Democrat And I know some of you are listening to me. Now, part of the reason I started this show off today with be nice and be happy and the world's not going to end just because you lose. I'm pretty much talking to Democrats when I said that today. Because as of right now, the trending, the data, the vibes, everything is going in Trump's favor right now, ladies and gentlemen. He is starting to steamroll. And again, don't want to be overconfident, but I'm just telling you what the data is showing, what the feelings are like. Donald Trump's on his way to victory. So if you're a Democrat voter out there and you're listening to me, and I know some of you are, your life is not going to end just because Donald Trump wins. Actually, your life is going to get better. So you're going to have to understand that all the things that the media has told you, all the things that the Democrats have been telling you, all the things that Kamala has been telling you, all the lies that they've told you about Donald Trump, you need to sit back and just watch, because none of those lies are going to come true. Donald Trump is not going to go try to put people in jail. Donald Trump is not going to crash the economy. Donald Trump is not going to be some authoritarian dictator. It is going to be the opposite. It is going to be quite the opposite. Donald Trump is going to relieve the pressures that are harming your life every day. Donald Trump is going to immediately attack the tax code. He's going to immediately attack regulations. Donald Trump is going to rein in some spending. Just doing those three things is going to make your life better. And then he's going to remove a whole swath of Americans from the tax code. Now, normally I'd tell you that's not a good thing. But in this case, it will be a good thing, because these are hardworking people that are going to get a big tax break. These are not rich people that are going to get a big tax. These are hardworking people who are living paycheck to paycheck that are going to get a big old bounce from Trump. And that's going to grow this economy. And the more we can grow this economy, the better. The better it will be for everybody. Everybody, from top to bottom and from bottom to top. And I think what Donald Trump is getting to, I think Donald Trump is headed to the idea of the fair tax. He's headed to the idea of a consumption tax. I think we are on the precipice, in the beginnings of getting rid of our income tax system. And praise the Lord on that. It needs to happen. It needs to happen. And so, lots of things are going to happen. So if you are a Democrat, you've got 2 weeks to mentally prepare yourself for a Donald Trump victory. And then I want you to sit back and I want you to just relax and I want you to just watch how Trump brings unity to the White House that Biden didn't do. Watch how Trump includes everyone in his plans that Biden didn't do and Harris doesn't plan on doing. Watch Donald Trump. As he doesn't divide, he will bring together. Unlike Harris, who wants to divide you and put everybody in a box. Donald Trump doesn't care what color you are. Donald Trump doesn't care what your background is. Donald Trump is not going to try to put you in a gay box, a them box, a her box, a they them box, a black box, a brown box, a yellow box. Donald Trump's not going to put you in a box. You know what box you're going to be in? You're going to be in the American box. You're going to be in the American citizen box, because that's who Donald Trump is going to take care of first. And I am telling you, folks, when your prices go down, the inflation goes down, the government spending goes down, and your taxes go down, and when crime goes down, when all of these things happen, your life is going to get better. So if you're a Democrat and you're thinking the end of the world is coming, it's not. It's not. You're actually going to be better. See, this goes both ways. Because if somehow Kamala wins, then you've got a whole bunch of people that are Trump supporters that think the world's going to end if Kamala wins. And I would tell them the same. It's not going to end. It'll be terrible for us. Now, and here's the difference. If you are a Democrat and Donald Trump wins, your life's going to get better, even though you don't want it to get better because somehow you want to go through life angry. So a Donald Trump presidency will drag Democrats with the rest of the country, because things are going to get better. Things are going to get better. You're going to have to try and you're going to have to make your life miserable on your own. The Democrats won't be able to make it miserable. That's what will happen if Donald Trump wins. Now, if Donald Trump loses, there's going to be a whole lot of people that are on the right, Trump supporters, that think the world's going to end because Kamala. And listen, I don't think the world's going to end if Kamala wins. But I do think, and here's the difference, the people like us, we the people on the side of Trump, if Kamala wins, we will all be hurt. We're all going to be hurt, because Kamala's not going to grow the economy. She's going to shrink the economy. Kamala's going to raise taxes. Kamala's going to raise regulations. Kamala's going to spend like spending hasn't been spent. So inflation's going to go back up. Interest rates are going to stay up. You won't be able to buy a house. You won't. But all of this is the Democrats' goals, to make your life miserable. They'll never tell you that, but that's what they're going to do. So if Kamala wins, we Trump supporters, we have a lot to lose. The world's not going to end. And this will still be a great country, but it's going to be a hard country to live in, because things are going to cost more. It'll just be tough. It'll be tough. And people are going to eventually, they'll see, wow, what a mistake we made with Kamala. But I don't think that's going to happen, because it looks like Donald Trump is going to win this. And that's why I want to say to the Democrat voters out there, you guys need to sit back, because you guys are lucky, because if the Trump supporters lose, then our lives are going to get really hard, because Kamala is going to screw things up for everybody. If Trump wins, you Democrats got it great, because you will have to make your life miserable, because Donald Trump's not going to make it miserable. Donald Trump is going to make things better. And if you want to better yourself, you're going to be able to do it under Donald Trump. If you want to chase the American dream, you're going to be able to do it under Donald Trump. But under Kamala, we can't do that. That's the difference. That's the difference. Now, I said probably a year or more ago that if Donald Trump wins in 2024, you're going to see what an insurrection looks like. You're going to see what utter chaos looks like, because the Democrat Party will unleash listen, they've already made a whole bunch of people mentally unstable. When you are the Democrat Party and you're constantly calling Trump a Nazi, you're constantly saying he's going to be a dictator, you're constantly saying he's an existential threat to the democracy, when you are saying that ad nauseum, and then the media, like a bunch of clapping seals, brainless seals, just mimic like a parrot what the Democrat talking points are, and millions of people get it in their head that, oh my gosh, Donald Trump's an existential threat. We got to shoot him. Look, there's been 2 assassination attempts on Trump. You've got a foreign nation trying to kill Trump. All of this because of what the Democrats have been saying. Well, the Iran wants to kill him because they know he's a tough guy, and they know their gravy train's about to end when Donald Trump comes in. You see, Iran and the Middle East, the bad characters over there, they get a gravy train because Biden made them rich again. Harris would make them even richer. Donald Trump is going to break them and make them poor again. And that's what we need. And that's what we need. So, but I am telling you right now, ladies and gentlemen, I don't like this prediction, but I know I'm right. You're going to see what an insurrection looks like. You're going to see what chaos looks like. Because the moon bats and the mentally disturbed people on the Democrat side, whether they're in BLM, whether they're in Antifa or whatever, they're going to lose their minds when Donald Trump wins because of what the Democrats have told them. The Democrats have told them with a straight face that all these horrible things that they know are not true about Donald Trump. But these people have mental problems. Listen, I already think liberalism is a mental disease, and I think progressivism is a mental disease. And you're going to have these people that are going to lose their minds. Unfortunately, there are going to be some really nice small businesses that are going to burn to the ground because of Democrats, because of Democrat voters. There are cities that are going to burn because of Democrat voters. Who knows how bad the Capitol or areas of around the White House will be attacked, firebombed. Who knows what's going to happen? But it's coming, folks. I'm telling you. I hope everybody's prepared, because you're about to see what an insurrection really looks like when the militant wing of the Democrat Party, whether it's Antifa, BLM, or all of them, when they lose their minds after Donald Trump wins and they try to burn down cities, because they're going to try to burn down cities. We've seen it. We saw this in 2020, and you're about to see it on steroids. And I can't wait. I can't wait. I want all of you to sit back and let's watch what the media does. Will the media call it an insurrection? Will the Democrat? Will Liz Cheney? I got a question for Liz Cheney. This is for you, Cheney. Will you come out and have another commission on the insurrection of 2020? Well, let's see. It might be 2024. It might be 2025. But I don't think the Democrats are going to wait till January 2025. I think the minute Donald Trump wins on election night, they're going to start burning stuff down. Well, Cheney, will you come out and start a commission or demand that a commission is started on and arrest and demand that these people be arrested? No, I'm going to tell you, she's not going to do that. She's going to run and hide. She's going to run and hide. But where will the Democrats be on this? Where will the media be on this? When they're filming the cities burning and people losing their minds, will they call it an insurrection? Will they? Will they call it an insurrection? Yeah, I doubt it. I doubt it. They're going to call it peaceful protest as they film fires raging in cities. Now, I hope and pray that I'm wrong. But I am telling you right now, ladies and gentlemen, when Donald Trump wins in 2 weeks, you watch, get yourself out of major cities. Get yourself away from major cities because unfortunately you better board up your business, because these fools are going to act like the world is ending, and they're going to try to cause a lot of pain, and they're going to try to cause a lot of damage. And the Democrats are going to sit back and they're going to say that it's warranted. You're going to have people like Harris and Pelosi and Schumer and the other, and of course Maxine and the rest of those bozos over there in Washington. These Democrats, you're going to have them try and justify what their militant wing is going to do when they start trying to burn down cities and things like that. So the good thing is that Trump will be the president soon, and he will crush these things. He'll let law enforcement do what they need to do to bring these things to an end. So again, I would love to be wrong, but I'm telling you, I'm not going to be wrong. These Democrats are going to lose their minds. You've already listened. Just pay attention to the news. You've already got some of these bozos like the herd over there on the View. I mean, the View. you've got these people already putting out. Just listen to them. They're already referring to unrest and things. It's like they want it. It's like they want it. So it's sad. It's sad that it's going to come to that, but, that's what we're headed towards, folks, because, and I'm going to get to this in a few. I'm going to tell you the state of things with the race and the 2024 race coming up. I'm telling you, folks, this is just be prepared. So, all right. So last week I wasn't here, so I want to apologize for that. I was back in Mexico. I mean, listen, your humble host has been closer to the Mexican border with the United States and down by the Guatemala-Mexican border more than the border czar VP Harris has been. So I could tell you much more, and I've witnessed more at the border than our border czar Vice President Harris has witnessed. So how sad is that? But I was down in Mexico again last week, folks. I did have to go to Mexico. So my apologies, and it's very hard to do the show for Mexico, so I didn't even try. But I got to tell you this, I talked, I was in Mexico City, and then I was in Tuxtla Gutierrez, which is in Chiapas, which is southern Mexico. And I talked with people, Mexicans that are all around in this big city, small cities, that had businesses and just normal people. Who asked, is Trump coming back? Is Trump coming back? Because you guys need Trump. I mean, it's quite, I ran into the typical, oh gosh, you guys don't want Trump. You don't, that mess. But there are a lot more people now as I make my travels that are going, yeah, you guys do need Trump. Some of them won't say it out loud, but they know. We hope you guys elect Trump because they understand what it'll mean for the Mexican economy. Because Donald Trump coming into the U.S. and being elected president, the United States economy is going to go on overdrive. And when the United States economy grows, it lifts all boats, not just the American citizen boat, but it lifts the country of Mexico, that big old boat to our southern border. A great economy in the U.S. that's firing on all cylinders. It lifts so much that it brings the entire boat of country of Mexico. It brings them up too. And there are many, many people in Mexico who understand that when Donald Trump was the president of the United States, their life was better. So, and folks, I talk to people there. I go there all the time. I was just there last week. And that's what, I hear people saying is, yeah, we want you guys to reelect Donald Trump because we do better when you do better. Now, and that's, not everybody feels that way. You know, you can run into some sycophants down there that listen to CNN and they listen to their Spanish news and the Spanish news that's governed by the CNN and they hear all the talking points and blah, 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 blah. But the people who are actually on a mission down there, the people who want to make a better living for themselves, the people that are working, the business owners or just the student that's hustling and wants to make a better life for themselves, they understand things were better when Donald Trump was president of the United States. And they can look around and they see the wars going on. And that didn't happen under Donald Trump. So it's not just this, the American citizens going to do better. And listen, when the Mexican citizens in Mexico do better, they don't try to come here jumping the border. Donald Trump secured the border. He really did during his presidency. But one of the things that happened, it wasn't just that Donald Trump was securing the border. It was, there was a better life in Mexico for people. They were making more money. The economy down there mimics the U.S. So the U.S. goes up, Mexico comes up. And when Mexico comes up and the people can find jobs and the people can work, they're going to stay in their country. Mexican people are very proud people. Believe me, I know this. I have lots of family there. And I love going there. The history of Mexico is amazing. And I'm very proud to have that heritage. And of course, United States, I'm an American first, baby. I'm an American first. But when I see, nothing makes me happier and smile bigger than when the United States has a firing economy, a firing on all cylinders. We're like a big old V8 that's just every cylinder is hitting it perfect. When our economy is like that, then Mexico rises. And then when I go to Mexico, I see happy people and I see people that have jobs and they're making more money and they want to stay in Mexico. But you see, when Donald Trump secured the border and he had a good economy, that the people didn't want to come running to the border to come over. So that also helped secure the border. So you understand maybe now what it means when the United States is strong, what it means when we have a strong economy. I mean, ladies and gentlemen, it means so much to the rest of the world, because where there is abundance, there is peace. And what did we have under Donald Trump? We had abundance and we had peace. And that's where we're headed again. If Donald Trump is reelected in November, this is very simple. This shouldn't make you angry. This shouldn't make you mad. This election shouldn't make you, any way in such form of anger. It shouldn't. Because what's coming, you know what's coming. Even you sycophants out there that are going to vote for that cackling Harris, the most incompetent person maybe in politics. Even though some of you are going to vote for her, you know darn well your life was better 4 years ago. You know your life was better 4 years ago under Donald J. Trump. And you know when Donald Trump is reelected in 2 weeks, your life is going to get better. Now you're a sycophant to the letter D, and you're going to pout and cry and whine and you're going to try to make your life miserable, which I do not understand. I will never understand how people want to be part of a party that is the Democrat Party that is so angry and so mad at the world. You're mad at everything. I, for one, am not going to go through life that way. So this is why I don't vote Democrat. But just pay attention, and folks. But I'm telling you, even you sycophants out there that vote Democrat, you know darn well your life was better 4 years ago, and you know your life is going to be better now. And if you call yourself anti-war, if you call yourself an anti-war person, and you're going to go vote for Kamala, you're not anti-war. The only person you could vote for if you're anti-war is Donald J. Trump, because Donald J. Trump is the only president in modern times to not get the United States into a new war, to not get us into a new conflict. So, folks, I cannot put it any simpler than that. Do not run around and try and tell me that you're anti-war and then tell me you're going to vote for the Democrats. The Democrats are a war-mongering party. The Democrats love war. There are many on the establishment Republican side that love war. But the one person who does not love wars, and they showed it by example in the first 4 years, is Donald J. Trump. No wars under Donald J. Trump. No new wars under Donald J. Trump. So, folks, I mean, and Donald J. Trump showed amazing restraint under his 4 years to not get us into another war. The Democrats can't say that. The establishment Republicans can't say that. So if you're an anti-voter out, an anti-war person out there, you can't vote Kamala because you're lying to yourself. All right, folks, we got to take a break. Don't worry. When we come back, got a lot more to get to. So don't go away. This is the On Point with Victor show. I am the Mexican, not afraid to be American.
Hi, I'm Joe DeLapp. I've been on the National Fundraising Board at St. Jude for 20 years. On September 28th, we're holding our Walk Run fundraiser to help the sick kids at St. Jude. Go online to stjude.org/walkrun. That's stjude.org/walkrun. And look for St. Jude Walk Run in your area. Or if you'd like, you can join my fundraiser supporting the Walk Run this year. You can go to walkrun.stjude.org/DELAPP. That's DELAPP. That's walkrun.stjude.org/DELAPP. Thank you.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls of all ages, join me, Roger B., every Tuesday at 1400 hours right here on America's Web Radio for the Locked and Loaded show. We will talk about guns, weapons, ammo, gun accessories, prepping, and so much more. So be sure to join us every Tuesday at 1400 or 2 p.m. for Locked and Loaded on America's Web Radio.
You're listening to America's Web Radio on the AmericasBroadcastNetwork.com. Thank you for listening.
Go. And we are back, ladies and gentlemen. This is the On Point with Victor show. I am Victor Armendariz, the Mexican not afraid to be American. Listen, I had a really funny comment from a listener from New York. Listen, you guys are awesome. All of my listeners are amazing. But a listener in New York made a comment that the black box is quite comfortable. Well, you know, caller in New York, you can put on blackface and maybe the Democrats will put you in the black box. Listen, if you don't know what I'm talking about, ladies and gentlemen, I mentioned earlier in the beginning of the show, the Democrats are the ones who divide you. Donald Trump's not going to divide you. When Donald Trump looks at this country, when Donald Trump wins the presidency in 2 weeks, and then in January when he is inaugurated, Donald Trump is going to look out and he's going to go, ladies and gentlemen, my presidency is for all the citizens of this country. We are going to do what the best we can do to make the American citizen have a wonderful life in this great country. It's the Democrats and Kamala Harris that will look at you and say, oh, no, you're a victim. You're all victims. None of you can survive without me, the Democrat, or us, we, the Democrats. You're all victims out there. Especially you minorities. So we gotta put the black people in a black box, the brown people in a brown box, because you guys are really, really, really victims. And you can't do anything on your own. I mean, hell, the Democrats will look at the black box and tell the black voter, you're too stupid to get an ID. So we can't have a voter ID. Oh no, because the black box is too stupid. The brown box, well, my goodness, they're undocumented. So we can't get them to, they're too stupid to get an ID. They can't, we can't even give them license. So they put them in, then there's that box. I mean, that's what the Democrat Party does. The Democrat Party looks at the minority as if you're too stupid to do anything on your own. And then that's not enough. Because we can't just have a box for the white folks under the Democrats. No. They have a box for gays. They have a box for you don't know what you are. They have a box for trans. There's a box for men who sit down and pee on the toilet, also known as white dudes for Harris. Look, I guarantee you there is a box for the Democrats to put men who pee when sitting down or men who sit down to pee. Because it's also known as the White Dudes for Harris box. Oh, bad host. Bad, bad, bad. I'm just telling you, folks. So that was funny because, hey, listen, there's an illegal box, too. And the biggest goal for the Democrats is to somehow to figure out how to get the illegal box to be able to vote. Now, once they do that, man, this country's done. But that's what the Democrats want to do. They divide everybody in this country, put you in a box. And then they want all the boxes to fight. Because then once you get into a victim box, then you got to fight the other victim box on who's the biggest victim. That is the world that the Democrats love. Because if you allow yourself to be put into a victim box, and then you allow yourself to fight with the other victim boxes because the Democrats tell you to, then what happens? You become dependent on the almighty Democrat government. That's what happens. You lose your faith in humanity. You lose your faith in God above, and you put your faith in the government. And that, my friends, is the most horrible road you can go down, because some of the most miserable people in this country right now are people who do not have faith in God above. They don't have faith in their fellow man. They put their faith in government, and they put their faith in climate change. Their religion becomes the government, the Democrats. Their religion becomes climate change. And folks, that is a very, very bad road to go down. It leads to very bad things, which you can just take a look at what Biden and Harris have done in a short 3.5 years. 3.5, 4 years. Look what they've done. I mean, the proof is there for you to see. Okay, I got a lot. I got to get moving, because we're going to run out of time. All right, listen, folks. I have to make this announcement. It pains me to make this. It's sad, but it's going to be a new birth. Let's put it that way. It'll be a new birth for the On Point with Victor show. We here at America's Web Radio, listen, I you guys know that we lost the owner of America's Web Radio a few weeks ago. He passed away suddenly. He went to the big radio station in the sky. And we miss David Moxley, and we're going to miss David Moxley every day. But David Moxley was America's Web Radio. America's Web Radio was David Moxley, the legend Dave. You guys heard me refer to him as the legend Dave. And so it's sad. It is very sad. Let me put it that way. For me to tell you that the studio with America's Web Radio, we're going to have to close the doors. These doors will be shutting. This will be the last show that I do from the America's Web Radio studios. Now, that being said, you stay tuned, ladies and gentlemen, please stay tuned, because nothing else is going to change. Where I do the show from is going to change. I may land in another studio, don't know, but don't you worry, I will be doing the show. Now, I might not have webcams for a while, so you may only be able to hear my glorious voice. You may not be able to see the glorious face, but the show will go on. So On Point with Victor will continue. You'll still be able to find my show on Spotify and Apple Podcasts. So tell your friends and everything. If you've been going to americaswebradio.com, I do believe that's going to stay. I don't know for how long, but I do believe it's going to stay. But you're better off going to Apple Podcast or Spotify or some other Intune or TuneIn, whatever that's called, podcast to hear this show. So basically, going forward, you're going to have to go to Spotify. You're going to have to go to Apple Podcast, find my show, On Point with Victor. Like it, follow it, so that you will get notifications when the new show comes up, and then you're going to have to listen that way. So basically, we are going from being a live show to being a podcast, based straight up podcast. So not much is going to change, folks. You're still going to hear me. Just stay tuned. Stay tuned to my social media. On Point with Victor on Facebook. On Point with Victor on Instagram, on X, on TikTok. On Point with Victor. On Point with Victor. On Point with Victor. Find me. Follow me. Pay attention, because I will make all the announcements will come through social media about the show. But this show will continue. The show is going to continue. So, it's just going to be a little bit different, because we're not going to have the studios of America's Web Radio after today. And, like I said, things will change a little bit. And then, who knows? Maybe I'll get picked up by another station. So, you just never know. I've had some stations talk to me. So we'll see. We'll see. But just stay tuned for any news. It'll come from my social media. Abby is fantastic. You guys have heard me mention the name Abby. She is an unbelievable horse wrangler, but outside of her horse wrangling, she does my social media. She is my right-hand person. She's amazing, and she will let everyone know what's going on with the On Point with Victor show. So you pay attention to my social media. That's going to be the best way to find out what I'm up to. Now listen, you're going to want to pay attention, because I have been very fortunate that the Trump team has been reaching out to me the last couple of weeks, and I did a roundtable for the Trump team where I was a moderator. I was a special guest last week for the course this would happen. I was invited to be a special guest for last week's rally in Georgia, but I was in Mexico. So, but pay attention because who knows where I'm going to end up next. There's going to be a lot happening in the last 2 weeks of this election season. And you never know where I might turn up. So pay attention to the social media. Pay attention, please. And, please continue to spend the words tell people about my show and spread the word about the show, because we're growing. We're growing fast. And I will forever be thankful to America's Web Radio. I will ever be thankful to David Moxley. Because of David and because of America's Web Radio, my show has taken off to unbelievable heights. The number of people that listen to this show is amazing. So we will just be making the transition over to Spotify and Apple Podcasts and just about any other podcast format you can find, you'll find On Point with Victor. So do that, folks. Do that for me and please follow my social media and stay in touch. So, okay. Not the best news about America's Web Radio, but life happens, folks. Life happens. And this is what I'm talking about. When things happen, you adapt and you make the best of what you can do. And so the On Point with Victor show will continue and we're going to make the best of what we can do. But we've got thousands of listeners, thousands and thousands of listeners to this show. I mean, you guys crack me up. You listeners crack me up. You guys were even calling the Erickson show the other day and asking for me. And I thank you for it because it just shows the power of this show and how much we've grown. So don't worry. I'm not abandoning any of you listeners. We're going to keep going forward. The On Point with Victor will still be here and, it'll be a little different. You may not be able to watch me all the time, but you will be able to hear me. So pay attention. So, okay. So. Let me say this. Harris the other day, and this is what kills me about these liberal so-called journalists. The follow-up questions would be so easy, but the other day she said that she had a Glock. You know, she's trying to, be tough like she has a gun because she wants you to think she's for the Second Amendment. She's not, folks. She's not. She's not. Kamala Harris is a typical authoritarian wannabe Democrat. She will have guns. She will have private security. She'll have Secret Service. She'll have all those things. You won't. And she doesn't want you to have a gun, period. Kamala Harris wants to have mandatory gun buyback. That is a nice way of saying gun seizures in this country. She wants to get rid of the Second Amendment and she wants to take your guns. That's not hyperbole. That's what she wants to do. But she was on some interview a few weeks ago and she said, oh, I've got a gun. Oh, what do you have? I got a Glock. Okay. The next question should have been, oh, you have a Glock? What model? Because I guarantee you she wouldn't have been able to answer that. So I see how easy this is. I'm not even a journalist and I could be a journalist better than these so-called journalists. And then I'm a little bit behind on this story about the FEMA and their not so good response to the victims of the hurricane. But let me tell you a truth because the Democrats are lying to you. Funds from FEMA were reallocated to house illegals. No ifs, ands, or buts about it. No ifs, ands, or buts about it. You can get semantics. And what the Democrats are trying to do is pull semantics on you and hope you're dumb enough not to realize it. Because they're going to say, oh, it was another fund. Was it within the FEMA funds? Well, yeah, but it was a different fund. We called it something different. But was it part of FEMA? Well, yeah, but it was different. No, it's not different. Any funds that were deemed FEMA, I don't care what they called them, that went to house illegals, that's what they did. They went and housed illegals with FEMA funds. So now FEMA doesn't have the funds that they should have to help American citizens. That's, there is no ifs, ands, or buts about it. And I don't care how much the Democrats lie to you, how much they call me a liar, don't care. Don't care. The fact of the matter is, American taxpayer dollars were reallocated to fund and pay for illegal housing and who knows what else they gave the illegals. Now I'm as compassionate as the next person. But in this country, the American citizen comes first. And when you have a natural disaster like we just had back-to-back two hurricanes, and you tell me, FEMA, that you don't have the money to help American citizens? No. That is not an answer. That is not an option. And then you want to lie to the American people and say that no funds were allocated? Yeah. No. Funds were allocated. Funds were taken. Taxpayer dollars were used to pay for the housing of illegals. So understand that, ladies and gentlemen. Understand that. So, okay, now let me get into the state of this race. Let me get into the state of this race and why I'm telling you, for all intents and purposes, everything right now is going in Donald Trump's favor. All the trends are going in Donald Trump's favor. The polling's going in Donald Trump's favor. The averages are going in his favor. The vibes are going in his favor. The joyfulness is going in his favor. Donald Trump is firing right now. The Donald Trump campaign is firing on all cylinders. Donald Trump's campaign right now is a well-oiled V8 badass machine. And Kamala, well, Kamala's got a EV battery that's teetering on 1%, 2% charge. That's the difference in the campaigns right now. And how do I know this? Just look at their actions. Donald Trump, listen folks, I know some of you feel like 2020 was stolen and I'm not going to get into that. But let's say it wasn't. Just play this with me. Let's just say 2020 wasn't stolen. And you go back and think, Donald Trump was not having a good time in towards the end of that campaign in 2020. The vibes weren't there. The trends weren't there. The trends were against Trump. The mood, the feeling just wasn't there for Trump. And you know I'm right. I know all of us supported him. But you could tell the mood of the country was falling for the media's BS. They fell for the Democrats' BS. You could see it in Donald Trump, the way he campaigned. Now you compare that to now. Donald Trump is having the best time he's ever had on campaign. Donald Trump my goodness, this dude is in his upper 70s and he is out there. He's out campaigning Kamala. He's up at the dawn. I mean, he's up before the light. And then he doesn't go to sleep until maybe 4 a.m. I don't know. This man must get maybe 3 hours of sleep a night. But he is out campaigning and he's having fun. He's having fun. And that is the biggest indicator of, listen, you know, I told you this a few weeks ago, that the internal polling, look, I don't see the internal polling. You don't see the internal polling. But the internal polling is there. And you can tell by the way the campaigns act how that internal polling is going. And I told you 2 or 3 or 4 weeks ago that my feelings were the internal polling is showing Kamala going down and Trump going up. And now there's been some leaks, and I'm right. Donald Trump's internal polling is showing him with a victory. Kamala's internal polling is showing her losing. And I'm telling you, those internal polls are the best polls out there. Excuse me. Those are the best polls out there. I'll just look at what's going on. But Donald Trump is having a good time. Donald Trump is having a good time, and you can tell. And look at what Kamala's doing. Kamala, who told you she was the joyful candidate, told you she was all about vibes. Kamala is out there screaming and yelling at voters. Kamala is angry. You can see it when she's talking to voters. And she's reprimanding and scolding black men. Listen, when you are a Democrat, and you're having to scold black men and try to guilt them into and bully them into voting for you, you're losing, especially if you're a Democrat. If you are a Democrat candidate and you're scolding black voters and black men and you're telling black men that that they're just dumb and stupid if they don't vote for her, then you're losing. You're losing. And when you're angry all the time, you're angry on the campaign trail, you're yelling at voters, you're losing. Donald Trump's not doing that. Donald Trump, you got to understand, Donald Trump is out there and he's enjoying things. He's having a good time. Pardon me, folks. Sorry about that. Donald Trump is enjoying himself, and you can see it. You can see it. Now, let me tell you what else is happening. Here's a headline today that I don't know if many of you are going to see. Donald Trump has basically tied Cackling Harris when it comes to Latino and black voters. So here's the other problem that Kamala is having. She is hemorrhaging black voters. She's hemorrhaging the Latino, Hispanic vote. And the headline today, out today, I believe it's a Fox headline, which again, nobody else is going to report this. So many of you may not see this, but you can say you heard it on the On Point with Victor show. Donald Trump has basically tied Cackling Harris when it comes to the Hispanic and black voters. Harris and Waltz and the Dems are chasing Hispanics and black voters away. The Waltz and Harris campaign are chasing black voters away. They're chasing young black men away. They're chasing Hispanics away. It's a Harris problem. It is a Harris problem. So I just pay attention because this headline is pretty amazing. The poll found that Hispanic voters now back Trump 49% to 38%. Are you hearing me? Hispanic voters are backing Donald J. Trump 49% to 38%. That's huge, my friends. That is huge. The black voters are 72% to 17%. 72% saying they're going to vote Kamala, 17% say they're not going to vote. I know that sounds like a big lead, but folks, it's not. It's not. That's a 55-point edge, and it's drastically lower than the Democrats normally have. Biden had a 92% lead over blacks than with black voters over Trump. Kamala is only a 55-point lead. Donald Trump, if Donald Trump gets 17-20% of the black vote, it's game over, lights out for the Democrats. And by golly, ladies and gentlemen, right now, I am starting to believe that Donald Trump is going to get 20%, if not more, of the black vote. And I believe there's going to be quite a bit of percentage of black voters that do not vote. So folks, this is unbelievable what's happening right now. Donald Trump is possibly going to get the most black votes than any Republican since probably Richard Nixon. So, I mean, ladies and gentlemen, this is groundbreaking, and this is why I'm pretty confident in telling you that Donald Trump is on his way to winning. He's on his way to winning. So, but let me tell you, Harris doesn't have a problem with black men and Hispanics. She has a problem with men in general. Now, that's something that Harris is not normally used to. The young Harris did not have problem with men, if you get what I mean. But today, her campaign is having a hard time with men. And let's just, I can speak to Hispanics, okay? So let me come at it this way. The Hispanic culture is very machismo. I will tell you, we are machismo. My father is very machismo. When I grew up, I had a pair of boxing gloves and I had a soccer ball. That's it. There were not, my dad didn't even want me playing with G.I. Joes unless they all had nice weapons, and it was okay. I exaggerate a little bit, but there's still machismo that goes on in the Latin culture, the Hispanic culture. And when you have a Democrat party, okay, listen, Democrats who are listening to me right now, because I know some of you are listening to me. I'm about to give you some insight to the Hispanic culture that apparently you just can't figure out. There is machismo in the Hispanic culture. And when you come to us, when you Democrats and you media people, when you come to the Hispanic culture and you try and tell us that a man can be a woman or a woman can be a man or a boy can be a girl and a girl can be a boy, when you tell us they can switch and defy science and defy biology, we're going to look at you and go, you're loco. Tú eres muy loco, güey. Tú eres muy loco. We are machismo. There's machismo in the Latino community. We know science. We know biology. Now, can a boy dress up like a girl? Yes. Can a girl dress up like a boy? Yeah. Can a man dress up like a woman? Yeah. Can a woman dress up like a man? Yes. Can a man become a woman? No. Can a woman become a man? No. Biologically, can't happen. So when the Democrat Party keeps preaching to Hispanic men, and even black men, when they're preaching to us going, no, you be damned your biology. That man can become a woman. And now he's a girl and he's a she and she's a he. Well, whatever. The Mexican people, the Hispanic people are going to go, no. I don't want your man or your boy dressing up like a girl and going into my daughter's locker room. I don't want your boy dressing up like a girl going into my daughter's bathroom. I don't want your dude dressing up like a girl and then getting on my daughter's sports team and beating the hell out of my daughter. We don't want that. And so what happens? The Democrats and Kamala, you're losing the Hispanic men big time. And you're losing black men big time. Because you keep preaching to us that somehow we're supposed to give up our machismo. We're supposed to not be men. And now we're supposed to sit on a toilet to pee. Because we need to be more feminine and we need to sit down with our legs together or legs crossed because we should be feminine. No, I got news for you, Democrats. Here's a news flash. Us men have a certain external appendage that sometimes I got to open my legs a little bit because it's not comfortable to cross them. That's just biology. So, oh man, I gotta keep this clean. This is a family show. But this is what she's up against, folks. This is what she's up against. She's, the Democrats and the Kamala are pushing men away, and they're pushing cultures away, like the Hispanic culture. Because we're not going to sit by and have you try to convince us that a man can become a woman and join women's sports, beat the crap out of a woman, and we're supposed to be okay with it. No. We're not okay with it. And you know what? There's a lot of white men that aren't okay with it either. And there's a lot of black men that aren't okay with it either. Because you know what? Black men, white men, brown men, yellow men, they have daughters. They have real biological daughters. And we don't want biological men who dress up like women to get in the sports of our daughters and beat the crap out of our daughters. We don't want it. We don't want it. And you're driving. See, the media won't tell you this. The media is going to tell you that Donald Trump is winning all these voters because of the economy and because of crime. And Donald Trump is winning a lot of people because of the economy. Because it's usually the economy, stupid. James Carville was right. But in this unique election, Kamala and the Democrats are losing more black men, and they're losing more Hispanic men, and they're losing white men because of this whole issue of you trying to tell us that a boy can become a girl and a girl can become a man. The media won't tell you this because they want to protect the transgender movement or whatever it is. Listen, folks, if you live your life the way you want to be, but you can't force this stuff on people, and you can't try to defy science and defy biology. That's what the Democrats are doing, and that's why she's in the hole. And that's why, ladies and gentlemen, Donald Trump, that's one reason. One reason Donald Trump is on his way to winning this election. So, all right, I'm running out of time, folks. We've got to end this show. Stay tuned. Locked and Loaded is up next with Roger B, and I believe he's got a guest coming in. So stay tuned for that. But once again, folks, stay tuned to my social media. America's Web Radio will be shutting the doors, but the On Point with Victor show will continue. We will be doing this show. You can find it on Spotify. You'll be able to find it on Apple Podcasts and other podcast forums. So stay tuned, folks. We'll be back. All right. Thanks, folks. Don't go anywhere. Locked and Loaded is up next. This
the
is
views, opinions, and content of the show hosts and their guests appearing on America's Web Radio are their own and do not necessarily reflect those of the station.
You're listening to America's Web Radio on the AmericasBroadcastNetwork.com. Thank you for listening.